Hello, my friend. It's great to be in touch with you again, and I'm grateful that you've reached back to me. I've been thinking about the opportunities of sharing reflections, and this afternoon, a beautiful fall afternoon in the Allegheny Hills, I sit a little bit above our House of Peace and over from our chapel. In some deep ways, you sit here with me in my heart. The leaves are falling. I can hear them, and a slight rustling of those that still remain on their branches. The beauty down over the valley is breathtaking, and it's the same beauty that rests in our heart. And in this beautiful sight, it's the beauty in all of our worlds. Even when they seem dark or difficult, there's a deep, lasting, and engaging beauty or order there. We've been reading, and we'll read this coming weekend for a retreat, a wonderful article by Father Michael Blastic titled The Conversation of Franciscans, Ministry in a Cosmic Context. Cosmic, as I've mentioned probably here before, will again, seems beyond us, but actually it is both within and without, as William Blake would say, the wonderful ordering of life that Francis literally fell into and rose up out of, the good news that all of creation is structured in Christ, formed, shaped by the beauty that is Christ. And in his beauty, he takes in all of our struggles, our pains, and the very moment you and I sit in right now, all that is here. We might say the pieces of life that seem to be falling around us or maybe confuse us, draw us into this moment of peace. In the article, Mike Blastic takes us into just a simple understanding of Franciscan life, the one you and I share right now, which means in Latin, conversatio, a deep understanding of conversation, a way of being in the world, and not just being, but a way of living, doing, participating in the world. The gospel understands that you and I are looking for peace. It is good news that Jesus brought us, and to the poor and the needy, to everyone. Today's reading, this Sunday, was one that helped us hear once again, three stories in Matthew, the last one of today, of the great banquet, the wedding feast, the joining of God with all of creation and each of us individually. One of the sumptuous images of life those of you who are married would experience, the rest of us look for and long for, each in our own ways of relating, the engagement, the conversatio, the way of life that God has with us. God engages us and just enters into everything right here and right now. In an engaging conversation. It's deeper than words, and that's part of the understanding of it as it unfolds in this article, and indeed the life of Francis and our own life. It's an engagement not of disputation, not arguments that, though we fall into them, we would want to rise out of and find forgiveness and enter into a new behavior with one another. It's said and understood from the earliest of days of Francis and Claire that the behavior of ourselves as friars or Franciscans is a manner of life that takes the place of words, that moves not just beyond them, but in the place of them when we look each other in the eye or look our life in the eye and find a radical openness to the reality and the truth of God revealed right there, right here. At this very moment. So much comes together right now, and as we sit and rest, another word that's helpful from the world of Francis is this idea of inter, the Latin word inter, that unfolds in this deep notion of going among, that what is among us right now, the peace we might be finding in this moment, in your own way of life, in mine, would ask us go into the world, to go among, enter, among others, engaging them, getting involved, finding our way there, maybe tripping over things, not pouring the soup quite the way we'd like for somebody else, or the coffee not quite as hot, or maybe too strong. The meal season just right or off a bit isn't as important as that we would share it with one another, that we would go about our day trying to serve each other. That we would know, maybe deeper than even that intention of ourselves, that God intends and is indeed right now among us, with us, intimate to us, and feeding us. The banquet feast, the large one, but intimately, when the one who is throwing it is sitting beside us, sitting there, possibly placing the meal on our plate, pouring us a cup of coffee, making key at this time. One of the new friars here at the mountain, John Coughlin, is wonderful, and he loves baking, and he baked popovers for us a while ago, and a guest here, acknowledging that they were wonderful, also knew that John had said he didn't have the exactly right pan, the pan he'd like to make popovers in. And this guest, thoughtful of it and thinking of other guests, sent up to John a couple of beautiful popover pans, pans intended for making exactly what we now enjoy. And you and I, Mike, what is it that's cooking and baking in you right now as you listen in on this that will, you know, go into the oven of your life and cook in the heart of your very moment, and then in the intimacy of the fire of God's love, be cooked for others, popovers, engagements, conversations, you know, the simple style that we're trying to find that would bring peace to others. We live, too, and we'll be talking this weekend about a life of scarcity, a understanding of the world sometime that way, and we would feel it probably keenly, some of us right now. An article that we'll be looking at that came out before this difficult financial time talks about it in contrast to abundance, an understanding of the gospel and our very selves as members of that life. Again, Franciscan women and men engaged from the abundance of God's love to the scarcity of the world. The abundance of women and men who have been baptized, blessed, called into life, and now invited to serve others. The cup of coffee, the popover, the place we might be in. I right now, again, gently resting back in a little portable chair, looking out over the valley that you might have pictured with this message. I'm very conscious that you and I are cooking things. We've got thoughts and dreams for ourselves and so wonderfully for others. And in Francis' own life, that was a conversion of heart, a turning in us that went out to the others in conversation, conversion to conversation, and within that, the very thing we're doing now, contemplation. We're opening to the wholeness in a time of brokenness or scarcity, to the abundance being offered right now. In a beautiful article we'll be taking time with, and you may want to visit the book written by them. The Whiteheads help us look at this abundance with Jesus Christ, who said to us, one of my most favorite phrases that comes to us from the book of John, where he says, I came that you might have abundance, you might have joy, and to the full. So on this fall day, and wherever you might be sitting now, and if the weather's changed, but it's been beautiful day after day here, may it be beautiful for you too in that deep cosmic ordering that Christ offers us. Ordering up. Offering us unity and community. A conversation that becomes deeds more than words, that flows out into a fallow world, even in this fall, that wants to blossom in colorful leaves, in the breeze that passes by, and in the way we would greet each other and meet each other, engaging each other in a world that seems so scarce of this love, but is right now abundant, only abundance of God's love and God's peace. And so this may be a wonderful day for you, and may it be, and if it's been a troubled one, may the peace of this moment stay with you after this message. Sup on it. Take it in. Let us together rest in it. I'll take you into this evening and the coming days. Join with me and bring me with you as well. This is Dan Riley sending love and God's deep peace to you, the rich engagement, the great conversation, the act of peace of Christ's presence in this very moment as a gift for our world. Be well.
Lord, I want to be an echo of your peace. May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me. May I be an echo of your peace. Lord, I see hatred, let me bring your love. Lord, I I see wounded souls, let me bring forgiveness. Lord, I see despair, let me bring some hope to all who live. And let me seek not to be consoled, but to offer consolation.